This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House says it plans to keep 200 U.S. troops in Syria. AP correspondent Mike Gracia explains.
The Trump administration has announced 200 U.S. troops will remain in Syria for a period of time. In December, the administration stunned lawmakers and U.S. allies when it announced plans for a withdrawal of all 2,000 U.S. troops in Syria. The new plan is being lauded by Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina. Graham says the 200 who stay will help maintain a safe zone, help continue to contain Iran, and ensure there is no conflict between Turkey and the Syrian Democratic Forces, which helped the U.S. fight Islamic State militants. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Roger Stone, a longtime advisor to U.S. President Trump, apologized repeatedly Thursday to a federal judge set to oversee his criminal trial for posting a picture on social media with what appeared to be the crosshairs of a gun target near her face. Stone twice posted pictures of the judge earlier this week on Instagram, and she in turn ordered him to appear before her for an explanation. After hearing his apology, she tightened the limited gag order she had already imposed on him as he awaits trial on charges that he, in coordination with Trump campaign officials in 2016, sought to stolen emails from the anti-secrecy group WikiLeaks that were damaging to Mr. Trump's opponent, Democrat Hillary Clinton. The judge ordered him to not publicly talk about the case. Top U.S. and Chinese trade negotiators haggled Thursday over the details of a set of agreements aimed at ending their trade war just 1 week before a Washington-imposed deadline for a deal expires and triggers higher U.S. tariffs. Reuters reported exclusively on Wednesday that the two sides are starting to sketch out an agreement on structural issues, drafting language for six memorandums of understanding on proposed Chinese reforms. This is VOA News. A U.S. Coast Guard officer remains held without bail on drug and gun charges while prosecutors gather evidence to support more serious charges involving what they portrayed as a domestic terror plot. Lieutenant Christopher Paul Hassan was arrested last week. Police found several weapons, steroids, and several thousand rounds of ammunition in his apartment. United States Attorney Robert Hur.
The sheer number and force of the weapons that were recovered from Mr. Hassan's residence in this case, coupled with the disturbing nature of his writings, appear to reflect a very significant threat to the safety of our community, particularly given the position of trust that Mr. Hassan held with the United States government.
Federal prosecutors said compiled what appeared to be a computer spreadsheet, a hit list. It included the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer, as well as prominent political candidates and media members. According to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Thursday, the United States does not intend to ease economic sanctions against North Korea until it is confident the North has substantially reduced the threat it poses as a nuclear-armed country. But North Korea says sanctions are partly responsible for what it calls a food crisis. Pyongyang is demanding the sanctions be eased and is asking the United Nations for help. UN says 41% of North Koreans do not have enough to eat. Secretary Pompeo's comments come a week ahead of President Trump's second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Hanoi. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro said Thursday he would consider closing the country's border with Colombia. In fact, he did, and would definitely shutter the border with Brazil.
Yo no quiero tener que tomar una decisión de esas características.
He says he didn't want to have to make a decision of those characteristics, but he's considering it. Total closure of the border with Colombia, I'm considering it. Maduro made the announcement in a televised interview shortly after a caravan of Venezuelan opposition leaders led by National Assembly President Juan Guaido departed for the Venezuela-Colombia border to receive humanitarian aid and for needy citizens over the objections of Maduro. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports a lawsuit has been filed against the Trump administration by a former diplomat who disputes that his daughter, who joined the Islamic State group, isn't a U.S. citizen.
The State Department says Hoda Muthana doesn't qualify for U.S. citizenship because when she was born, her father was a Yemeni diplomat. But the family says that's wrong. Ahmed Ali Muthana was not a diplomat before his daughter was born in Hackensack, New Jersey. He says she had a legitimate passport when she left the U.S. in 2014 to join the Islamic State group in Syria.
That's AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.